and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Frank Pastore is the popular radio host of Salem Media of Los Angeles' 99.5 KKLA FM throughout all of Southern California. Frank was the starting pitcher of the Cincinnati Reds, of course, experiencing all the trappings of success in Major League Baseball limelight, when all at once, during a game at Dodger Stadium, at the crack of the bat, the ball he just pitched instantly shattered his pitching arm as the batter swung that bat and made contact, and his life was changed forever. Now, he is the award-winning host, recognized by the national religious broadcasters, and widely across the country and even parts of the world, recognized for his daily talk show, the Frank Pastore Show, where literally, daily, multitudes hear him. He's also the author of the book, appropriately titled Shattered. Recently, I was invited by Frank to be a guest on his show. Of course, I thought of you and wanted to share the moment with you.
All right, 99.5 KKLA FM Los Angeles, the intersection of faith and reason right here at the Frank Pastore Show. And welcome aboard. How many of you have had a pretty bad accident in your life, you know? Like, I'm a motorcycle guy, right? I went down on my bike one time. It's very vivid. Been in a couple car accidents, right? I think most of us have gone through a trauma where, you know, I could have died, and I survived. And, of course, you look back on it, and you go, well, that was a God thing. All right, how about just imagine that you're a young guy, and you're rock climbing, you know, and your girlfriend sort of slips and slides down a little bit. And you're going to go and sort of save her, but something horrible happens as you attempt to do so. All right, that's just a little tease of the story that you're going to hear from Danny Yamashiro. Now, listen, back on Monday of this week, just 2 days ago, a brand new feature of the Frank Pastore Show kicked in right at the end of our show, and it's going to be every night now. Danny's got a little feature called A Slice of the Good Life. And it's 90 seconds right at the end of my show from Danny Yamashiro. And what's really cool about this is that Danny is on a sister station over in Hawaii. He is the most listened to daily Christian radio show in Hawaii. He's basically Frank in Hawaii, put it that way. And I think it's very cool. And Danny and I go way back. We were at Talbot together years ago. And it's just so neat to see what God has done and is doing in the life of Danny Yamashiro. Bro, welcome back to my show, man. How are you, Danny?
I'm great, Frank. It's good to be with you. What a privilege. What a privilege to connect back with you again and your audience.
All right. So listen, I want to know, it's 6 o'clock here in L.A. What time is it there in the islands?
It's 4 o'clock here.
Okay. All right. So it's only 2 hours. I didn't know if it's, you know, at the middle of the day or you're going to have breakfast or what. But anyway, thank you for being here. Look, I teased the story and I know the story. But, dude, I want you to share it. Because we've all been in an environment or in a situation where, you know, we've had an accident or something. And you totally should be dead, especially with all the injuries you sustained. And I don't want to give too much away, but take us back to that day. What was going on and what happened? And, I mean, tell the story. Don't rush, okay? So share. What happened?
Frank, I had just turned 18. I was a senior in high school. I took the 16-year-old girl that I was dating at the time. And she was a junior in high school. And we went up to a very famous ridge in Hawaii. Anybody that's probably ever been to Hawaii will go to this place called the Pali Ridge. It has historic significance here in these islands. And we went up hiking up the back of the ridge, and we ended up climbing up several hundred feet. We were near the top. It was a free climb. We were just about 10 feet from the top. She was climbing beneath me when she apparently grabbed onto one of the roots or rocks that I had already loosened, and she fell 20 feet below me. And she said, you know, Danny, go up, go over, and go get help. You know, but I'm not going to leave her there by herself. I say to myself now, I would be more of a man than that to leave her there by herself.
Right, right, sure.
So in my attempt to go down and rescue her, I slipped and I fell headfirst 300 feet.
300 feet.
And on my way down, and she said it was eerie. You know, she said, I didn't even make a sound. I just went by. She just saw my shadow go by headfirst. And on my way down, I must have hit my head on a rock at least once because it tore my scalp off. My scalp was literally torn open, like shredded open like a peeled banana. Mm. My organs were smashed. My body was cut up all over. And, you know, she didn't even know where I landed. And the Lord did an amazing thing in enabling her to get down. We were so high up. But this place in Hawaii, the Pali Lookout, it has some mysterious connotations to it. And people don't normally go there at night. It's sort of a superstitious place, and, you know, it kind of spooks some people out. You don't go there at night, and there's certain things you don't do.
Yeah.
But we were there, and there's no lights. By the time she got down, she had to run up about 400 yards up to the very top of the lookout.
Mm.
And usually there's nobody that goes up there at night, except for that night. It was a night in December. Of course, we know the sun goes down real early. Pitch black. She's running up this old road, screaming for help. My boyfriend, my boyfriend. And there's a group of young Christian missionaries from an organization called Youth with a Mission. They're standing there in the dark singing worship songs. They got the guitar going, and they're singing praise songs in the dark. And they hear the faint cries of this 16-year-old girl, my boyfriend, my boyfriend, my boyfriend. They look at her. She's soaking wet. Her legs are all cut up and bleeding. And they lay hands on her, and they pray for her. And while they're praying, that the Lord would show her where I was. They didn't even know where I landed.
Mm.
While they're praying for her, one of them stops and says, wait, I see a vision. I see a vision of a giant hand has caught him. And another one of the missionaries says, I see the same vision, but I see that another hand has also covered him. Well, this Youth of the Mission group, they were on their way to the Philippines. And so they had stopped over in Hawaii for a few days of training. And that's why they were up there that night.
Okay.
Well, the head of that mission team goes to the dispatch. Of course, this is back in the 80s, Frank. So, you know, I guess the cell phones back then were more like big fat bananas.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Right, yeah. Or briefcases, yeah.
Yeah. So he goes to the dispatch, and he calls for help. And the dispatch says, huh? What? Where? How far? Oh, no. Okay. We'll send a team tomorrow to go pick up his body.
Whoa.
Nobody can have survived having fallen that far. And so this leader, interestingly, he was actually accepted to Harvard University, but through a series of events, he ended up going on this mission. And so he says, no, you've got to come. You have to come. He persisted. He says, God would not have sent us up here to let him die.
Oh, wow.
And because of his persistence, they ended up sending a team. So when the rescue team came, now we're talking the police, the rescue, and then the television cameras came. So they were literally filming this whole rescue live. In fact, that's how some of my family and friends found out about it. They were watching the news, and they actually saw it on TV, because what happened was I landed in a real precarious place, and they couldn't just reach over and grab me. I landed on a slant, and they had to grab hold on the sides of the mountain and try to stop me from moving so that I wouldn't fall again.
Oh, so you weren't at the bottom yet?
I wasn't at the bottom yet.
Okay, wait. Okay, so stop for a second. So how tall is this whole thing?
Well, from the top, it goes to, you know, I went a little, you know, I went 300 feet.
Right.
But, you know, it goes on. It goes on.
So we're talking, is it like 1,000 feet tall?
No, it's not that tall.
Okay, so you weren't all the way at the top, but you fell for the first time down to 300 feet
and
on a ledge.
We were near the top.
Okay.
And so where I landed, it was equivalent, sort of equivalent to where the lookout actually is, but there was another drop where I landed.
So how far, when you stopped, how far were you from the actual bottom?
Well, that's what happened. When they were about ready to grab hold of me, and they caught this on film, I suddenly moved and I fell another 100 feet.
Oh, good Lord. What? You fell over 400 feet.
And they caught that. They caught that on tape. And, in fact, they filmed the whole rescue. Because by then, the rescue team had to rappel down to... basically, they were going down to pick up my body.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't expect me to be alive. And so when they went down, rappelled down to go find me, they were looking for, you know, blades of grass that were laying flat that would indicate that something heavy or my body was there.
Right.
But to their surprise, when they found me, I was sitting up. Of course, you know, there was a lot of blood loss. My scalp was torn open, and I was bleeding all over my body. It sort of reminds me of that passage in the book of Ezekiel where it says, "When I passed by you and saw you squirming in your blood, I said to you, while you were in your blood, live." I remember reading that passage and thinking, wow, that kind of sounds like the Lord, my good shepherd, as it were, you know, kind of looking for me that night. Well, they found me. They airlifted me. The helicopter had to come to shine light. They lifted me back up to the ambulance and rushed me to emergency, to the trauma room.
Dude, you fell 400 feet when you were 18. Your 16-year-old girlfriend had slipped, and you tried to rescue her. You fell 300 feet the first time, then another 100 feet. And I'm trying to get an understanding. I remember you telling me this, you know, years ago, but your face is ripped open. Your head's ripped open. You got skull fractures. You got a shattered ankle. Your internal organs are all messed up. You got cuts all over the place. And were you in a coma yet? No.
Well, I was in a coma. They said when they, of course, I don't remember this part. They said when they took me in, and I was like a wild man, just thrashing.
Wow.
I guess all the adrenaline, you know, was just flowing. But yeah, I was in a coma, and they basically tried to patch me up. When I went into emergency, my scalp was so badly. I mean, there was one nurse was set up. All she did was she got a tweezer and a scrub brush, and all she was doing was plucking out blades of grass, pebbles, you know, scrubbing out the dirt from my open scalp. They were basically going to put the flaps back on, wrap it all up, and let my family see me for the last time. The doctors and nurses had never seen anything like that before. The extent of my head injury was so massive. I mean, the traumatic brain injury. You know, and it did take effect. You know, I could talk about that a little bit later. It did take effect on how it affected me, you know, in my life.
Well, of course.
Recovery process.
So Dan, let's do that because I'm already long and I'm caught up in this spellbinding story. Quick break. We'll continue with Danny Yamashiro, host of the most listened to daily Christian radio show in Hawaii, The Good Life. Also appears evenings now at the end of the Frank Pastore Show weekdays, right before 7 o'clock, in a little feature called A Slice of the Good Life. It started on Monday, and so tonight you'll be able to hear it. And Danny, to fast forward the whole story, okay, is now a world-renowned evangelist. He is the Hawaiian Billy Graham, if you will. He's traveled all over the world, Billy Graham Association, all that kind of stuff. And, of course, has a wonderful heart for ministry. Has written several books and all that. We'll get to all of that stuff. But I wanted you guys to know who Danny is, that God has redeemed him for such a time as this and certainly spared his life. We come back, the rest of the Danny Yamashiro story here on the Frank Pastore Show at 99.5 KKLA.
You're listening to a special feature. I was privileged to be invited to be a guest on the Frank Pastore Show in Southern California, just a a few weeks ago. And it was really a blessing because so many people, literally hundreds of thousands of people, were able to hear the story of Christ's grace, His mercy, His favor and blessing. The thing is, you know, as I'm sharing this with you, of course you're on my heart, the Lord has His grace and favor with you too. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
When you serve the Lord, some opportunities come that you just don't expect. And this is one of those opportunities that was given to me a few weeks ago, and I just had to share it with you. I was invited by the wildly popular radio talk show host, Frank Pastore, who hosts the Frank Pastore Show out of Southern California. It's heard by literally hundreds of thousands of people every day. He was awarded by the National Religious Broadcasters. It's a daily talk show during drive time. And you know how many cars are just driving on the roads there in Los Angeles and then in the Southland. Well, he invited me to be on his show to talk about the things that the Lord has done and to share the story. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And today we are featuring, just sharing with you what happened when I had this time with Frank Pastore. Frank was also a Major League Baseball star pitcher. He has an incredible story himself of how there he is at Dodger Stadium. He pitches. He's one of the starting pitchers for the Cincinnati Reds. And at the crack of the bat, when the batter swung and hit the ball, in an instant, it shattered his throwing arm and literally changed the course of his life. He's written an autobiography entitled, appropriately so, Shattered, and it talks about the hope of Christ in the midst or in spite of a shattered moment and a shattered life, how Christ has been able to bring back, put his life back together. Well, this is my time with Frank Pastore, and I hope that you're encouraged by it. Go ahead and send it to someone else as you listen to it. It's available at goodlifeslice.com and thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's my time with my friend, Frank Pastore.
Tiny bubbles.
Is that all you could find? Oh, come on. That's probably the most famous, right? A Hawaiian song? Not Elvis and Blue Hawaii or anything? You got Tiny Bubbles? Really? Really? All right, welcome back to the Frank Pastore Show. And that's to either to honor or insult, I'm not sure, my guest Danny Yamashiro, who is the most listened to Christian talk show, radio show in Hawaii. And it's called The Good Life. And now, weeknight, starting this past Monday, so it's like night three is tonight, his little feature, A Slice of the Good Life, 90 seconds, Danny will be sharing. So I wanted you guys to know who he is. Danny and I go all the way back to Talbot days, where we were classmates, and Danny is sharing his story of what happened to really begin his life change. He was 18, his girlfriend at the time was 16. They were rock climbing at this very famous place in Hawaii. It's called the Pali Cliffs, and it's a really steep cliff, obviously. And his girlfriend is behind them a little bit. She slips about 20 feet. She's okay, but she's sort of caught. And he chooses he's going to try to rescue her, right? So being the macho 18-year-old kind of guy, right? So he goes and he falls 300 feet. Now, while he's there on the side, on this little ledge on the cliff, right, the girl has gone and gotten help, and it's some missionaries from Youth with a Mission, and long story there, but they come back, and they're trying to get Danny, and Danny falls again another 100 feet. By the time the rescue teams actually get to him, he's got multiple skull fractures and fractures over his body, his shattered ankle, internal organs are all messed up. He's got extensive lacerations all over his body. And in his head, just think of like a jar opening, right, or a peeling a banana. It's like his scalp is like peeled off. He's in a coma, but he's acting all crazy. And so they finally get him to the hospital. And the story is just beginning. Because the way that God intervenes in this story to bring him to the place now where he has been a church planter all over the world, he's been a Hawaiian Billy Graham, if you will. In fact, he's toured with Billy all over the world. They do incredible clinics and sports clinics and outreaches and humanitarian aid and all this stuff throughout the whole Pacific Islands and literally all over the world. It's amazing what God's done with Danny's life. But Danny, I'm getting way ahead. I want to go back now. So take me back into the hospital. When did you, quote, wake up, you know what I mean, and realize what had happened to you?
I was in a coma, Frank, for about a week, you know, and during that time, the doctors didn't really give my parents much hope. You know, I remember my parents telling me what the doctors said, you know. The feeling was like they were, you know, they were patching me up, literally letting my family see me for the last time. I'm the youngest of four children. I always, you know, I think of myself sort of like a surprise child because my parents had it all planned out. You know, every 2 years they had a child. And then all of a sudden, 8 years later, I showed up, you know. So I was the mama's boy.
Yes.
Mom spoiled me. You know, my siblings, they would always complain. But, you know, I was her baby. And so when my mom was, brought in to see me, they warned her. They said, you know, your son will not look like how you remember him looking. Mm. And even still, when she came in, she just broke down. Oh. Frank, I had tubes in everywhere. I couldn't even breathe on my own. You know, the breathing machine was helping me inhale and exhale. I had tubes in everywhere. My head was so swollen. It was like the size of a basketball.
Wow.
My body had swollen up so much that some of my closest friends who actually came in and saw me, they said, you know, your skin was so tight, it was shining. So, you know, by the time I left, I was in the hospital for nearly a month. I had multiple surgeries done, and I left the hospital. Just at that singular point when I left, I had over 70 stitches on my head just to sew my scalp back together. That was just the beginning.
Wow.
I have had other surgeries along the way. Probably one of the few guys that have had over 250 stitches you know, all over my body.
Wow.
You know, over the years. But I was really a broken person, broken physically. And not only that, but it was the beginning of being a broken person emotionally, mentally. I was completely broken.
What about, shift gears for a second. What about your spiritual upbringing? Were you raised in a Christian family? Did you have, you know, were you guys Christians at the time? Were you a Christian then?
You know what? I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was raised in a Christian home. My father led me to Christ when I was 8 years old.
Oh.
There we were sitting in our garage. At the time, our family had a big blue Buick LeSabre. It's like a boat.
Yes.
And I remember my dad leading me to Christ, telling me how Jesus loves me, died on the cross for my sins, and was buried and rose again. And, you know, if I wanted to receive him as my Lord and Savior. And I accepted Christ at the age of 8.
Mm.
But what does an 8-year-old know about sin? and the destructiveness of sin, or the power of sin? Well, in the next 10 years, I began to learn. And in those 10 years, I began to drift away. It was very subtle, ever so slowly, but ever so directly, began to drift away from the Lord. And by the time I was 18, you know, I had taken things into my own hands. I enjoyed playing football. I come from a football family. And, you know, I had ambitions. And it was at that time, see, interesting, when I was 8, Frank, I already had a sense of a calling from the Lord for the ministry. But I also began playing tackle football at the age of 8.
Mm.
And so that was a parallel up to the time I was 18. I had some knee injuries along the way. But when this happened, I was at a point where I was disillusioned with my life. And I was trying to find a way back to God. And I remember praying, Lord, I don't know what it will take to bring me back to you, but I want that simple relationship we had when I was a little boy.
Mm.
And I said, Lord, and I guess we got to be careful what we pray for, huh?
Right. I'm thinking like, wow, what's it going to take, right? And here you are, you know, thrown down a cliff kind of thing.
And I said, Lord, whatever it takes to bring me close to you again, have your way. Mm. And I always tell, you know, my audiences when I speak, I said, you know, some of us are more hard-headed than others.
Amen.
And in my case, the Lord literally had to crack my skull in a number of places to get my attention. But he did get my attention.
All right, so when did you get the call to ministry? You know what I mean? In fact, let's take a break. When we come back, because I want to know, okay, how did that get launched then? Because your story is pretty typical in the sense that, you know, kids may have prayed to receive Christ when they're young, but as they grow up, they sort of wander off. And, yeah, I did the pray with me, you know, when I was a kid. But a lot of people can identify with, okay, how do I get my way back? Might be people listening right now. And you're right there on just, okay, how do I make my way back to God? You know, God, find me. You know, I don't want to go down a cliff or get a line drive off my elbow, but, you know, find me. I want to come back to you. We come back, we're going to continue with Danny Yamashiro and the rest of the story and how God moved in his life to really launch a ministry now to where he's touching thousands every single day, including here on the Frank Pastore Show. A brand new feature at the end of my show, a little before 7 every evening now. Danny Yamashiro's got a little feature called A Slice of the Good Life. You can hear that at just a few minutes before 7 every weekday evening right here on KKLA. We'll continue with Danny. By the way, he's got a brand new book out that tells this incredible story. It's called Paradise Calls. We'll ask Danny about that as well. As we continue straight ahead at 99.5 KKLA.
You know, being with Frank Pastore was, one of those rare moments, an opportunity that God gives. You don't expect it, and there it is. But really, the simplicity of it is just simply telling the story of what Jesus has done. And you know what? You have a story. Every single person who has ever encountered Christ has a story to tell of the marvelous work of what Jesus has done in their life. You have a story. And God has given you that story to share about his grace and hope and love with someone else. And I want to encourage you today, as we take this break, for you to do the same. Pray, think, plan, and go out and do it. Share your story with someone. It'll bring them hope. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Frank Pastore is a popular radio personality, a well-known voice across America. His radio program is based out of Los Angeles, California. It's called The Frank Pastore Show. Every day, drive time, where, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of people are driving in their cars on the road, those Southern California freeways. And Frank has an engaging audience. Of course, you'll be able to tell when you hear him. Just he features incredible stories. And their theme is that they're a program that intersects faith and reason, and he does that so well. He was a well-known Major League Baseball pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds when one day against the Los Angeles Dodgers, right there at Dodger Stadium, he pitched, and the batter swung, hit the ball, and in an instant, the ball crushed, literally shattered his throwing arm. His life obviously was changed from that point on. Through that experience, he came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and now he's a multiple award-winning radio personality recognized by the National Religious Broadcasters and others. He's an author, speaker, wildly popular, but he invited me to be a guest on his show to share my story, and that's what I wanted to share with you today, my time with Frank Pastore. And so here it is. We'll talk a little bit more as we go along, because we are also starting something. We've started already, but it might be something you will be interested in being a part of. It's called A Slice of the Good Life. We'll talk about it later. I'll let you talk to Frank about it, but here's my interview. Frank, as the host, interviewing me on his show.
The Macarena. Oh my gosh, memories. All right, welcome back to the Frank Pastore Show, and my guest is Danny Yamashiro. Let me hook you guys with this. Danny was 18. He fell down a cliff, 300 feet, should have died. All messed up. You know, all the gory horror, you know, movies that they do, they try to make people look really... That was Danny. He was totally messed up. Head horribly lacerated, brains everywhere, you know what I mean? So should have died. But God has since saved him not only from his fall back many years ago when he was 18, but has launched a ministry through Danny Yamashiro. He's the most listened to Christian radio show in the Hawaiian Islands, has got an international ministry, has toured with Billy Graham, has written several books, including his latest one just out, entitled Paradise Calls, in which Danny shares his story. And he's got such a heart for evangelism. He's taught hundreds, thousands of people how to do evangelism and all that stuff. Speaks regularly. And so if you're a church or ministry, I encourage you to have Danny come out and speak for you. And you can get a hold of him at thegoodlifehawaii.org or his name, DannyYamashiro.org. And, of course, I'll post that at frankbassstory.com. Now, I'm getting ahead of my story. So Danny is in a hospital, horrible injuries, recovers, and like most 18-year-olds, not sure what to do with his life, had prayed to receive Christ when he was 8. His dad led him to the Lord, sort of wandered away. At 18, this event happens, and is so often the case, you have a life-changing course event, you know, course change, often through a trauma, you know, and that happened in Danny Yamashiro's life. So, Danny, you get out of the hospital. You had said a minute ago that you knew that you were being called to ministry at 8, but you had ignored that. When did you, quote, hear the call again? Did you?
So, Frank, here I am. I'm there. I'm back home. I can't walk. You know, I'm a weak teenager. I look completely different than, you know, a team football team captain or a prom king, very much different. And, well, there was a moment where I'm taking the bandages off from my, it looked like I had a turban on, a turban of gauze.
Sure.
Around my head. And I hadn't seen, you know, how bad the damage was. And my mother is there, you know, just kind of peering through the door of our bathroom. And she's looking at me, trying to hold myself up. I'm leaning over the bathroom countertop, and I'm looking at the mirror, and I'm, you know, pulling the gauze off of my scalp. It's laying flat there on the bathroom countertop.
Yeah.
And I'm beginning to see the faint signs of what looked to me like zigzag train tracks, just crisscrossing all through my open scalp. And as the gauze begins to fall, I begin to see something that, you know, it's like you said, like in the movies, you know, like a Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And my mom, she's welling up with tears, and she looks at me and she says, "Danny, how are you? How are you?" And I looked at myself, and I looked back up at my mom, I looked back at my face, and my forehead, and my scalp, and you know, I could see little prickly patches of hair growing in places. And I looked at her and I said, Mommy, thank God. Thank God I'm alive. Mm. And she just broke. She said, "Oh, you really feel that way?" I said, "Mommy, I'm alive." So it's like at that moment, there was a grace that the Lord had given to me to be thankful. It was so much change that was about to take place in my life. So that was my mom's, you know, a significant incident with my mom. One day, Frank, I'm driving over the highway where I'm actually looking at those mountains that, you know, almost engulfed me. And I hear the voice of the Spirit of the Lord in my spirit. It wasn't an audible voice. I just knew. And I felt the Lord say to me, "Danny, I saved you to go wherever I send you to tell people about the love, hope, and purpose, forgiveness that can be found in Jesus Christ."
Now, how long after the event did that happen?
You know, that was a few months.
Okay.
After the event.
So you're still 18-ish?
Still 18.
Okay.
Still 18. And so I went home. I said, Daddy, pray with me. Lead me in a prayer. I wanna surrender my life to the Lord." And as he led me in that prayer, I said, "Lord, if you can make something out of a broken person like me, have your way. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll say whatever you want me to say. I'll be whatever you want me to be. I'll do whatever you want me to do." You see, before that, I had my own plans. Like I said before, sports. I was going to be a businessman. I wanted to be rich, you know, all that stuff. And in this brokenness, I said, "Lord, if you can make something out of a broken person, have your way." And that was the beginning, really. That was a significant turning point. It was like the Lord gave me back my life. He says, "Here, Danny, I put your life back in your hands. Now, will you put your life in my hands?"
So what did you do? I mean, I met you at Talbot, and of course, you know, there's some of the scarring still evident and kind of thing. You could tell that you'd been through something, but
right.
What have you done? I mean, you know, you gave it to him, so what did he do with it?
Well, I found out you know, I started getting invitations to share this story. You know, the word got out. People would invite me, churches, business groups. They wanted to hear the story. And unbeknownst to me, because I hadn't gone to seminary, I hadn't gone to Biola at that time, but while I was being invited, I was sharing my story, but while I was doing that, the Lord was using me to lead people to Christ. So through this miracle story that God had given me, I was leading people to the Lord. And so a passion began to grow in my heart about leading people to Christ, seeing people's lives. I would actually watch people change. And then I found out that there was a school in Southern California called Biola University. And they had in their catalog, I was looking at their catalog, and they had this thing called gospel teams. And it really attracted me. Gospel teams. You mean there's teams that actually go out and lead people to Christ? They preach the gospel? And as simple as that may sound, that was one of the key things that really attracted me. And
So Danny, wait a minute, because that's a gap for me then.
Okay.
So how did you, I mean, what was your Christian, spiritual, intellectual rooting? Your dad obviously sounds like a great guy, and mom too, and your brothers and sisters. But he led you to the Lord and the recommitment prayer kind of thing. Where were you going to church? How were you nurtured? What teaching were you sitting under?
Yeah,
you know?
I grew up at a church. It's now an evangelical free church.
Okay.
That's the church my wife and I grew up at. You know, we sang in the children's choir together. You know, my wife and I were both born in the church. But when this happened, you know, it gave me a hunger and a yearning for more of Christ.
Right.
Frank, almost to the point of an obsessive passion in being a follower of Christ.
All right, so you come to Biola, and then I met you at Talbot, and then your ministry just explodes. Like what? Tell me what happens, like, right after Talbot. What happens?
Well, what happens after Talbot, I came back home, and the Lord gave me an opportunity to, I saw a vision. I'm looking at this white wall, and I saw a vision of the world. And through that, the Lord called us to start a crusade ministry. We put up a giant tent here in Waikiki, world-famous Waikiki. And shortly after I graduated, we held our first evangelistic crusade. And that began to take off. So that was the beginnings of it.
All right, so wait, and again, I don't want to embarrass you, but we're friends and I can say this. Mm-hmm. So is this like an event where, you know, like 32 people show up, you know, and 28 of them are your close friends or what? Because if the Lord is in this, you know what I mean? There's times in which, hey, it's got to have very humble beginnings, but
dude, you've
preached before thousands. So I want people to understand, okay, quote, how did the, you know, Danny Yamashiro's ministry started when you were first there at Waikiki?
Well, they were humble beginnings. We went, and you know, I had high hopes, and the first night, you know, there were a lot of empty seats, you know.
Yeah.
The second night it began to fill up. By the third night, you know, it was packed, you know, and but each night as we preached the simple message of the gospel, people came to Christ. You know, I guess when you're younger, you think you're a better preacher than you really are.
Oh, isn't that true?
I think back, and people endured it, you know?
Yes.
And when but still, Christ touched the lives of people, and the power of the gospel was used by the Lord, and people came to Jesus.
All right, so since 1993, how many crusades have you been a part of, Danny?
You know, we did it, you know, throughout Hawaii. And then we did a number of crusades, you know, in other parts of the world. And as we did, you know, we began to look at how we can better affect and maybe be more integrated in the way that we serve the local churches and the local missionaries.
Right.
And help elevate what they're doing in their particular area. And so we began to send out short-term missionary teams. But all along, Frank, while we're doing these things, we were always engaged somehow in whether it was television, publishing books, radio. Radio was one of the standard things we were always doing, because we were always trying to find ways, how can we promote the events? How can we get more people involved?
Right.
How can we reach as many people as possible using the resources we have at this particular given time?
Now, Danny, again, I don't want to embarrass you. I got to do a break here. But, dude, there are times in which you sound so Hispanic. You know what I mean? And it's like you could easily get away with being like from East L.A. You know what I mean? At times. So, listen, when we come back, I'm wondering, because how does a handsome Hawaiian guy connect with people in Asia and South America and North America and especially here in Los Angeles? Quick break. We'll continue with Danny Yamashiro. His feature, A Slice of the Good Life, can be heard weeknights here right at the end of the Frank Pastore Show, minutes before 7. And, of course, it's bouncing off of his wildly popular The Good Life radio program in Hawaii, the most listened to Christian radio show in Hawaii. And we'll continue with Danny Yamashiro here on the Frank Pastore Show. The book is entitled Paradise Calls, just out recently, and tells this incredible story about how God redeemed him and saved his life from a horrible, should have killed him, fall that he had many years ago. Quick break. We'll continue with Danny straight ahead here on the Frank Pastore Show at 99.5 KKLA.
What do you do when opportunities come like that? Well, you just take it. You go with it, and you don't think too long. You let the Lord lead you and guide you. Well, that's kind of what I did. You know, not so much thinking how many hundreds or thousands of people are hearing, but just talking to one person. In this case, I'm talking to my friend, Frank Pastore, and sharing about Christ's love and hope. I just think about one person, because the Lord is looking at one person's heart right now. He's looking at your heart, and he's looking at your story. And if you haven't opened your heart to Christ, I think this is a great time to do it. And if you haven't shared Christ with someone recently, this is also a great time to do it. When we come back, more from this interview and some other thoughts along the way. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
He's been recognized all across the United States for his radio personality by the National Religious Broadcasters, but also for his show, The Frank Pastore Show. Well, I've had the privilege of being invited by Frank to be on his show throughout all of Southern California. And I wanted to make sure that you had an opportunity to hear our time together and share in that with me. And as you listen to this segment, we also are launching a new program in California called A Slice of the Good Life. And we're going to talk a little bit about it. I'll talk about it with Frank. But I also want to bring it. I'm going to let you hear one of the segments, actually the one that we talk about, but also talk to you about opportunities that the Lord is giving for you to really consider using this as a means to share the love of Jesus Christ and the hope of Christ with others. Okay, here's more with my time with Frank Pastore.
Very cool. All right, welcome back to the Frank Pastore Show. My guest, Danny Yamashiro, and that's going to be a name that you will immediately recognize because as of this week, starting back on Monday, his feature appears right at the end of my show. I mean, right after we come back from traffic. And it's called A Slice of the Good Life. And in fact, the website for the whole ministry is goodlifeslice.com. And Danny's from Hawaii. He's the host of the most listened to Christian radio show over there in Hawaii. An evangelistic ministry. He's literally spoken all over the world, planted a bunch of churches, and written books and all that kind of stuff. In fact, his most recent book is entitled Paradise Calls, and you can get it for free. You can get it for free if you go to goodlifeslice.com. Danny, what is the Good Life Slice all about, or A Slice of the Good Life? What is your show about? What are we going to hear tonight? Do you know?
Well, tonight we're going to hear from Jasmine Rodriguez. She was one of the first responders of 9/11. And the gripping way that she describes how she actually heard and saw the plane hit the tower. And then she's running in while everybody's running out because she's one of the head people for the trauma center at Ground Zero when it all came down. And so she talks about how God gave her strength through such a traumatic time.
So is your show primarily a slice of the good life? Is it interviews with people who have, you know, quote, had a slice of the good life?
You know, we're talking about broken people. We're talking about Christ coming in to lives that have been frustrated, agitated, explosive, and broken in pieces. And that Christ can bring these people and put them back together. And we talk about marriages. We talk about addictions. We talk about people who in the military, at work. You know, we're going through such a time of brokenness, you know, in the world,
yes,
our country, financially. People who are broken financially, business leaders that we're trying to run away, you know, run out of country, and how Christ worked. And so just riveting stories that are taken from what we do here in Hawaii. But we put it together in such a way that we hope that people will use it as a means to connect. If you're a Christ follower, a way to just send us a link, Facebook, email, send it to somebody, 90 seconds of refreshing hope, that's what we call it.
Okay.
To somebody who would need to hear an encouraging word of someone who has gone through stuff in life and has seen Christ take them through victoriously.
All right, so Danny, tell me about your personal life, your wife and kids, grandkids. I don't know if you're old enough to have grandkids, but so tell me about your wife and family.
Well, I'm married to Jamie. Grew up together. She went to Biola. We graduated both from Biola.
Okay.
And three kids, Allie, Hugh, and Luke, 17, 17, 14, and 9.
Oh.
They're into sports. Frank, you know, they're baseball players, man.
Are they really?
they're learning how to pitch. You know,
kidding.
Like your story. I hope they can even come close to your shadow.
Oh, okay? Dude, I hope they're a lot better than I am. So wait a minute, I'm trying to get this picture. So Allie is 17. So you have junior, senior in high school, right?
Right.
All right, and so that's always a challenge for a dad. You've got Hugh and Luke, the two boys, 14 and 9, and they're the ones obviously into sports, right?
Right.
All right, so are they pitchers, hitters, what?
Well, they're pitchers. Both are pitching. My older boy, Hugh, is just starting pitching. But he's a big kid, you know, big, strong. And my daughter is a volleyball player.
Oh, great.
And, you know, they love sports. They enjoy school. And I hope that they grow, you know, grow to really have a personal relationship with the Lord, a personal relationship themselves.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. So, Danny, I mean, out of your own brokenness is really your story. I mean, literally, because your body was shattered because of your fall.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen how God has put your life back together. And in my own experience, I've got a similar shattering story. In fact, my book is called Shattered. A line drive off my elbow. It wasn't a fall off a mountain, but, you know, parallels.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people listening right now all over Los Angeles,
right,
who have had shatterings or fallings, you know, and they're broken. What is your encouraging word to them? I mean, we'll hear from the 9/11 trauma lady here in a few minutes, but what is your encouraging word to them right now?
God loves broken people, and he works through broken people. Sometimes in our brokenness, in our depression, in our awkwardness, we feel like, you know, we've been put on a shelf. Sometimes we feel like our dreams were just distant fantasies. And the message is to take heart. The Lord is still at work in your life. He hasn't given up on you. There is still hope, and the hope is better than you realize. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, the future is better than the past. Don't call to mind the former things. Ponder things of the past. God says, behold, I will do something new. And it's happening right now.
Mm. Danny, great word. I'm glad you're part of the family here on KKLA. And again, Danny Yamashiro is the host of the most listened to daily Christian radio show in Hawaii. And he's also host of a brand new feature starting this week. You can hear it actually in about 3 minutes here on the Frank Pastore Show. So stay tuned and listen, because as Danny said, it tells a story about a woman who was there at 9/11, running into the buildings, part of the trauma teams, and the way in which God has used her life, especially in that moment where she's experiencing brokenness and seeing it all around her, and how God has moved in that. And as Danny just said, if you're experiencing brokenness in your own life, God revels and enjoys taking the broken fragments of our dreams that are strewn all over the ground like beautiful little shattered pieces of colored glass, right? And he puts the dreams back together in a more beautiful way than you ever saw coming. He's done it in my life many times. He's done it in Danny's life, and he can certainly do it in your life. So if you're at that place now where your shattered dreams are strewn all over the ground and you're thinking there's no hope, God revels in the opportunity to rebuild a new dream, one of his dreams. And you'll have more fulfillment than you've ever had in your whole life pursuing that dream. What the enemy would intend for trash, God always revels in turning, quote, trash into treasure, and indeed seeing yourself as a treasure of God. Danny Yamashiro's A Slice of the Good Life coming up in mere moments. And by the way, you can get Danny's brand new book, Paradise Calls, for free by going to his website, goodlifeslice.com. That's coming up in just a few minutes. We'll continue straight ahead here at the intersection of faith and reason on the Frank Pastore Show at 99.5 KKLA. Stay tuned for A Slice of the Good Life next.
And here is what Frank and I were talking about, our new program that's featured every day in Los Angeles, and it's also available for you. But take a listen. Here is a sample of one of our special Slice of the Good Life programs. Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to A Slice of the Good Life Hawaii. Jasmine Rodriguez was the Director of Communications at St. Vincent's Manhattan in New York City at Ground Zero. On 9/11, when many ran away from the horrors of disaster, she ran straight to it.
It was a beautiful day, and got on the train, get to 14th Street, and then I walk to the west side where the hospital is. The taxis are stopped, and people are looking up, and I see the South Tower, and it has a gaping hole. I hear a hum, and then all of a sudden I saw the silhouette. I saw that plane just coming out of nowhere. And then, bang, hit the second tower.
Jasmine Rodriguez's faith in Jesus Christ gave her strength, peace, and hope in time of national crisis.
People started to run against my way. I was going into the hospital. They were running against me. It was just chaos. People often ask, did you ever want to cry? Did you ever want to crumble? Yes, but there was no time for that. When God says, I'm going to send you as a minister, God draws that intent into your heart so that you can do it the best that you can. I had a plan. He had a better plan.
Just as Jesus was there for Jasmine Rodriguez, he's here for you. To hear the rest of the story and get other resources, visit goodlifeslice.com. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Visit goodlifeslice.com. Well, that was our special feature. It's programs like that that are playing every day in Southern California. We're talking Orange County, the San Fernando Valley, all throughout. Literally hundreds of thousands of people are able to hear that every day. And you can too at goodlifeslice.com. You can pass that on to family members or friends. They'll be blessed by it as well. Use that as an opportunity. I was with the Frank Pastore Show, and it was a real special time with my friend. And to get more resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. But now here's a scripture for today, Matthew 9, 37 and 38. Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest. That's you and me. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Frank Pastore. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave.